Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah, follow me. Peace.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
This is Isaiah, and on Friday night, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover CN Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
All y'all wanna pile on me, make it hard for me to breathe. Throw sand in my eyes and make it hard for me to see. Out of breath, can't see, still hard to defeat. The history that I made, impossible to repeat. Spread rumors, point fingers, throw stones, judge me. Hate me, love me, hug me, curse me. Whatever, cause y'all not gonna pay it, don't be me. I'm clever, enough to know that the
rich money, don't.
I'm a demon that faces me. I've been through hell, lived in the belly of the beast. I confess my sins, but still didn't find people. Like MJ and Five, I will 6 people.
Rich money,
first, cause that's where I'm from. That's why the hood is always first to help me overcome. When I'm down, some of y'all cats act so strange. When I'm up, same cats wonder why I act so strange. Don't tell me to change, please. You bitches are so lame. Something ain't y'all fault and y'all so quick to blame. That's why I got number one on the back of my range. Y'all cats is full playing. I'm pregnant by
rich,
the game.
Rich,
I'm a child of God, so my destiny's ordained. Undisputed is a title I claim. Not to shoot the world up with this lyrical cocaine.
Rich,
I'm about to bring the pain. Left jab, right hook, shedding down your brain. I could be surrounded by lions in the midst of the jungle, and still I'ma rumble, young man, rumble.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace ready. Entertain with your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
Can you hear me, Rich Money?
How about now?
Yes. I can't hear you, Rich Money.
No, you can't hear me?
No.
Oh, we have a problem. Can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
That was my bad. Technical difficulty on my bad. I have my phone on mute. My bad.
Well, I enjoyed the intro, I'm just saying.
You know, my bad. But you know,
I was
as we share with that. Okay. As you know, as we proceed on, you know, we all make mistakes sometimes. I'm going to just sit back, listen to the music, because I forgot my phone was on mute. But to get into it, Storm, how was your week?
Oh, my week was great. Very busy, very productive. But it was great. Can't complain.
Oh, Okay.
How was yours, Rich Money?
That's a good thing. You know what? I think mine is pretty good. We got a lot of big things going on. We communicated with a lot of people that's making a lot of big things happen for us and what we're dealing with, you know? It was pretty good, I must say. It was pretty good. I can't complain about it. You know, last week's show was spectacular. We had up-and-coming artist Laurie Edwards on. He was the Indie Artist winner, you know.
Yes.
He was doing a lot of things. He actually had his song on. And Kitty Shitty, who got a series, and Kitty Bay, who actually got a series coming out in 2017, mm-hmm. Kitty Shitty actually picked his song up off the air to be on the soundtrack. So, you know, we got a lot of things going on right now, which is a beautiful thing.
And I'm excited.
Yeah, you know. And make sure y'all artists that's listening, if you have anything that you want to present for the soundtrack, make sure you send it to in lowercase letters, kittycitymusic@gmail.com. You know? Tonight, so we have another spectacular artist for y'all. He's an R&B sensation. He's doing his thing. He's taking it nationwide already on radio and everything. He's been acting with a couple of people. We're gonna let him fill y'all in on that. But we have E. Chris, the R&B hustler in the building, and he's definitely gonna be doing a lot of things for sure.
That's right.
Now, you know, usually we play a song or we bring the artist on. How you want to do a song? You want to hit a song first and then bring them on? How do you want to take it? You know, I always leave that decision up to you. You know, you're good at making decisions.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. Well, we could definitely go through a song first and then bring them on. So we can open up like that.
Okay, we could definitely do that. So y'all stay right there and don't move. You tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment with Rich Money and Storm. We'll be back. We'll be right back with E. Chris, the R&B hustler. Stay right there. It's Mother Baby.
Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
Yo, bro. I think I had too much Hennessy, man. This Hennessy getting to me. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little smashed. I'm a little dressed. But we in the club, man. Oh. Yeah, they hate, but they broke them. And when it's time to pop, they have no show. Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm loco. The loud got me moving slow mo. Hey, yo, Tweety, where the hoes, bro? Ayo, Keys, where the hoes, though? That other nigga, he a bozo. It's a mayor, you don't know. We got liquor by the boatload. Disrespect the life, that's a no-no. All my niggas dressed in that Rojo. I ride for my guys, that's the bro code. Baby gave me head, that's a low blow. Damn, she make me weak when she deep throw. I need a rich bitch, not a cheap hoe. Told me fuck them, get that money, sis.
Yeah,
you just keep on running on your hungry shit.
Uh-huh.
Ignore the hate, ignore the fake, ignore the funny
ignore
shit.
The funny
cause
shit.
If a nigga violate, we got a 100 clip. And we go 0 to 100 quick.
Ooh.
We just them niggas you ain't fucking with.
No.
Pockets on the chubby chick.
Uh-huh.
And still go back a 30 and some bummy shit.
Ooh.
Yo, Eli, why they testing
me?
Huh? Like, I don't always keep the hammer next
like
to me.
I don't
like, I ain't got a header to the left
like
of me.
I ain't got a header.
Like, we ain't in these streets more than sesame.
Ooh.
But that shit chicken, why she texting me?
Why she
keep calling my phone, speaking sexually?
Ooh.
Every time I'm out, why she stressing
me?
You call her Stephanie?
Call her, huh?
I call her Heffany.
Ooh.
I don't open doors for a hoe.
No.
I just want the neck, nothing more.
Nothing more.
Shorty, make it clap, make it applause. When you tired of your man, give me a call. Dice bitches talking out they jaw. Next minute calling for the law. This 9 I have, I'm calling for the law. They ain't getting shmoney, so they bored. I can never lose, what you thought? And they got it all locked,
man, of course.
They say I got the juice, I got the sauce. These haters on my body, shake them all. Pussy, I'm a bully. Sorry for your These haters on my body, shake them all.
Palace Radio Live and Entertainment. And with us right now, we have the one and only E. Chris, the R&B hustler. E, are you in the building?
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
Yo, what's going on, E? It's definitely a blessing to have you for sure, yo. It's definitely an honor.
I appreciate it a lot, man.
For real, man. You know, it's definitely an honor having you on. We definitely appreciate you taking this time out. You know, you a big man,
you know,
doing big things.
I appreciate being here. I appreciate, you know, y'all having me here. I mean, I thank God first and foremost. But without him, none of this would be possible, you know?
That's right.
Exactly. And, you know, you a big man doing big things. You got a lot of things going on, fam. Whole lot of things going on. You know, first of all, let's get to your name. The R&B Hustler. E. Chris, the R&B Hustler. How did you come up with that name?
Well, you know, throughout the years, you know, my mom used to always tell me, you know, you know, don't mess with nobody if they can't do more for you than what you can do for yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, years I came across quite a few people, and you know, I've been through trials and tribulations throughout the game and the industry, and it came to a point where I said, you know what, if you want it done, you got to do it yourself. You want it done right, you got to learn the game, learn the business. And you know, I did a lot of sacrificing, a lot of hard work. You know, I put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money, and that just made me feel like, you know, I had to hustle what I really wanted. If I really wanted it and I desire, I got to keep it pushing and keep it going no matter what, and let no one else try to get in the way of, you know, filling my dreams with what I desire. And I'm a strong hustler, you know, which means I'm very determined. I'm a hard worker. You know, people hustle on a daily basis, but I'm a hard worker. I'm determined. I know what I want. That's what I came up with, the R&B hustler, because my full determination basically was to get R&B back out there the way it used to be. Real R&B, real singing. And I said, if it takes me to hustle it and work hard to get people to recognize it and acknowledge it, that's what I'm going to do. And that's why I came up with the Chris, the R&B hustler.
Okay, I'll definitely see that.
Nice.
That's a deep story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 2003, you was on stage at Madison Square Garden, right?
Yes.
Shaka Khan actually called you up and introduced you to do an acapella. How did that feel? What was that like?
Oh, man, yo. You know, even from time to time talking about it, still get goosebumps about it. It was funny because I was there just backstage with Shaka, Luther Vandross. God bless him. God bless Ray Charles. I got to be with him and Patti LaBelle. And during that time, E. Chris, the R&B hustler, wasn't really too known as I wanted it to be in the music industry. I was more known in the acting industry. I doubled for Wesley Snipes, the current act. So, Shaka, you know, her being a sweetheart, she knew what my goal and my desire was at the time. And when she called me up, she introduced me as Wesley Snipes doubled. And it was so funny. She said, and I came out on stage, and the camera and everybody was looking. They were like, "Oh yeah, he do look like him. He look like his brother." But then she said, "He got a little surprise for you." And she said, "Go ahead, give him a little surprise." And I got to sing a cappella, you know. And this was right around the time when I had started working on one of my songs, titled "Me and You," and I had just started writing, you know, working on it. I did it a cappella, and man, let me tell you, I was so nervous. People screamed of joy and applause. It brought tears to my eyes because I never thought that, you know, the legend, you know, Chaka Khan, would call me out on stage the way she did, which really showed me that she showed a lot of love and support, you know, for a lot of people out here who's trying to get that stuff out there in the industry. And it felt real good to be out there. I got a compliment from her, Luther, and Patti LaBelle. So, you know, I felt honored and pleasured by it.
Excellent.
That's a
cool
jagger. I love me some Patti LaBelle.
Or
I just love me.
Yeah,
Patti
she's
LaBelle,
beautiful, man.
Well, I love me some Luther. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That's definitely a beautiful thing. Luther is the man, too. Luther definitely got a lot of things. You know, God bless me. U.S. in peace, you know. He's just forever, you know. Now, let's talk about your single, Step Your Game Up. Tell us about that.
Well, Step Your Game Up, you know, my boy CJ, my boy Rip from out of Philadelphia, that's, you know, my producer and they're the writer of the song. And my boy CJ, he had called me up. And I told him I needed some club bangers because, you know, I've been known more so as a balladeerist, as a ladies man. You know, I love, you know, singing and caressing lyrically and vocally for the ladies, what have you. But I had said to myself, you know what, let me step outside of the box and do a club thing. So my boy, he called me up and was like, I got something for you. And I said, what? He said, well, you know, check it out. So I heard the track, and I moved very quick and spontaneous. If I hear something, as soon as I hear, I'm going to know whether or not it's something good. And I let a couple of people listen to it, and on a scale of 1 to 10, it was giving it 7. And this is before I even started recording it. So I said, yeah, let's do this. I drove out to Philly and knocked it out within about an hour, hour and a half. Brought it back to New York, got it mixed and mastered. And I've been getting some good radio play, you know, from BLS. You know, they've been showing me a lot of love in other stations as well. A lot of people from my shows that I've been doing, a lot of people have requested it because I put it out on the market after a while, and it's been doing very well in the market on Amazon, iTunes, and TuneCore. And it's been doing so well to the point where I have people from Australia requesting, you know, for me to come out there and perform. And I was really honored by that when somebody emailed me and said, hey, we love your song. You got to come on out here. We love the pop, 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 pop. And it has that swing to it where, you know, it's that get your party on, have a good time, let your hair down, you know, it's Friday or Saturday night, you know, let loose and just, you know, be free. So that's my joint Step Your Game Up is a real R&B club banger where, you know, step up to the plate. Do what you gotta do, step your game up, don't settle, go for what you want and take a drive, you know.
Sure. Well, what you think, Storm? We need to get into that right now, right?
Yes. Let's get into it.
Yeah, this is that fire. But you know what? Chris, I want you to introduce it.
This goes out to all the listeners out there nationally and internationally, whoever's listening, all my brothers and my sisters. This is my hit single titled Step Your Game Up. Oh, yeah, this is E. Chris, the R&B hustler on the smooth R&B thug tip.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment, with your host, Rich Money, Storm, keep it locked.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Now rock with it and roll with it. Don't stop, get into the flow.
That's definitely that club banger right there. Ain't no question about it. That's definitely that club banger right there. I could see myself jamming to it. Ain't no question about it. I definitely see myself moving to it. Real talk. Real talk. Now, let me ask you, if you could perform with any artist that's out there right now, who would it be and why?
First, I would have to say Johnny Gill, because, my music and my style has that rough but sweetness to it, you know, as far as I don't want to be too soft, but I don't want to be too hard. It's in between. Then I would say R. Kelly, because after, you know, you're showing the softness, but not too soft, not too hard, you got to let your hair down and get loose, you know, and R. Kelly has that style to it. And last but not least, he's not here mortally, but he's here spiritually. I would have to say Luther Vandross, because, you know, alongside from the hardness and letting your hair down and getting a little wild, you got to be sensual and very romantic at the same time. You know what I mean? So you got to basically, you know, I alternate. You know, I don't want to be too hard all the time, and I don't want to be too soft all the time. I like switching it up, you know, full of surprises. You know, sometimes it's good to be nice and romantic and sweet and elegant. And sometimes you just want to be wild and just freaking and just let your hair down and get loose. You know what I mean? And be a little rough from time to time.
I definitely feel you on that. You definitely got to do that sometimes. Ain't no question about it. You was going to say something, Storm? Oh, I thought Storm was going to say something. All right, so now, you attended John Jay College to gain knowledge in the law of music industry. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
A little about that.
Well, you know, at first, you know, it's so funny to show you how God works. I had no intention of going to John Jay College at first. I had received a 4-year scholarship at Howard University for music. But I ended up staying in New York after having a brain tumor surgery back in 2000. Oh. And my main goal alongside entertainment was to get education, because, you know, I always said you got to have a plan A and a plan B, you know? So when I didn't go away to Howard University, I said to myself, after doing a project, a movie thing, a little acting thing I did on HBO, I said, you know what? Let me get myself back on the right track of what I had really first set my mind to do, and that was to get my, you know, education, or further my education. And I went to BMCC at first for half a semester, and I transferred over to John Jay, took the test, and I passed it. And my first degree, I have a BA in criminology, which is abnormal behavior, social deviance for the criminal mind, you know, taking a lot of psychology and sociology courses and knowing how to deal with the public on a very, you know, well-managed, you know, level. And then I got my second degree, a BS, a master's in criminal justice. Basically, I wanted to learn the basic foundations of law and the terminology. So that way, when it came time to sit down and conduct business or coming across contracts, even though I'm not a lawyer, I have some type of familiarity with, you know, the law terminologies and the words that are being used to commit the contract that a lot of people are unfamiliar with. And to be honest with you, it has helped me so much. My sister always used to tell me, people can take anything else away from you, but they can never take your education from you.
That's right.
And it's true.
Exactly. And you know, that's a big thing that you went and, you know, studied that and everything, you know. Because a lot of artists, they're not doing that. You know, but that just goes to show how serious, you know, you take your business, you know, your music and everything. Because a lot of artists don't know somebody could steal your lyrics in a minute.
Yeah,
you
know?
Rich Money, just real quick, because I'm trying to post up in the forum at the same time. Your YouTube channel, do you have any songs on there, on YouTube at all? Like any performances?
Actually, yes, I do. I have performed at SOB. it was a big, big thing called Face to Face the Crowd, and it was a huge success. You can go to East Press and punch it up, and it'll pop right up. And a lot of it was so funny that night because it was an actual concert. I don't know if you've ever been to SOBs in Manhattan, out here in New York, for those who are out there listening. And
I have.
It was a huge, huge, especially turnout. I mean, I was very, very happy and surprised with the outcome and the reaction which was to a lot of the audience out there that night.
Now, was that just something that you chose to do, or were you like invited to go there? How did that work out for you?
Well, what happened was I had got referred to the production company that put together the show.
Oh.
And they had asked me, they heard me sing. But you know, some people, I guess they want to, just be reassured on who it is that, they're bringing in on the game. And I went for an audition. And during the audition, it was so funny. I was asked to act perform at SOBs. And how did I feel about it? I said, I feel perfectly fine. I would love to. I feel honored. And from there on, that's when I had took my song, Step the Game Up, right after SOBs, and I put it on SoundCloud. And from SoundCloud, I got a huge turnout from it. So I said, you know what? Now that it's on SoundCloud, I said, let me explore a little bit more. And I spoke to my boy Steve, who does my mastering for me, and I told him, I said, I want to take the chance of putting it out on the market. And the first market I put it on was Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I put Step Your Game out first. And it was so funny because, I went through the whole process, registering with Amazon. And I think within approximately 4 months, a lot of people had brought just the single alone by itself. That's when I said, you know what, let me take another step forward and go into other avenues such as TuneCore and iTunes and other web market sites. And
okay.
It's been doing very well along with the other single that I have titled is Me and You. So, I mean, I've been getting a lot of support. I do have a fan base, and for those who are out there listening, I love everybody who's been showing me love and support without you as well. You know, it's really possible, and I really appreciate everything, you know?
That's right.
Now, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you step on that stage?
The very, very first thing?
The very first thing. You're going to step on that stage. You know, I think everybody has something that runs through their mind when they first, whether it's hip hop artists, R&B, before they step on that stage, something's running through their mind, like, okay, blah, blah. What's actually running through your mind at that time?
Well, first and foremost, the first thing that comes to mind is I have to really honestly say, I say, dear Lord, give me the strength. That's first.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, I say, okay, this is my stage, this is my mic. And even though, I feel very strong, confident on stage, I have butterflies in my stomach. It's like I got this. I can do this. And I want everybody's attention. And first and foremost, I mean, when you have other performers that go on before me, it's my duty and my job to get the audience's attention and have them give a big up and applause to all the artists that came up here because, it's not an easy job for a lot of people, you know what I mean? It's not that easy standing up in front of hundreds or perhaps even thousands from time to time performing. So I like to show my love and respect to other artists as well before I even open my mouth to sing. Just to show them that I have, strong, support for them as well as they have for me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know, Rich Money, when you first asked that question, in my head, first thing came to my mind as if I was, performing, I'm just saying, was, please, mic check. Please let this mic check. I'm sorry, but that's the first thing. I'm like, all right, mic check. To myself, sorry, but I'm not performing, but I'm just saying. That was a good question. It made me think real fast.
So, sorry, go ahead. Everybody got something that comes to mind when they go on the stage, when they hit that booth, all right, let me get my lyrics together. Okay, what are they going to think? All right, well, let me get myself together and get this stand. They can do what it do, Everybody has something that runs through their mind. Now, you brought up your single, You and Me.
Tell us about that. It's me and you.
Me and you.
A single me and you.
Okay.
That's all right. Me and you, you and me, hey.
me and you. All right, I got you. Okay, well, tell us about that single.
Wow. Me and you, it expresses the inner soul of my heart when it comes to relationships. You know, speaks about love and marriage. When I sat down and I wrote the song, I just pictured myself one day, you know, when the time comes, well, I'll be in a position where I'll be settling down and getting married. And I see a lot of, you know, beautiful women out here. And I say to myself, wow, you know, every woman's dream is to get married or what have you. And I know that it's to be treated like a lady and like a queen. Just like it's every man's dream to be treated like a king. So when I think of me and you, that's when I said to myself, you know, this is going to be a marriage song. And two people just join hands, you know, holy matrimony and commit themselves to one another in love. Not just me and you, but us as one. Together we'll be as one, you know, as a whole. And that's why when you asked me earlier about if I had the opportunity to perform with three different artists, who would it be? Luther was one of them because a lot of his music was that love sensual music on top of baby making music, but in a very classy way. And that's where I was able to sit down and think of the rhythm and the melody of Me and You, and it's just the elegant thing. I've done so many different weddings with the song and toured, and I've had so many people that have supported the song as well. To the point now, that was actually one of the main songs that was requested from Australia for me to come out and to perform out there. And I just came from Texas about a week and a half ago, and it was so funny. People say, you don't have any CDs? And I said, oh, no, I don't have any CDs. And everything is digital now. And they actually went online at Amazon and downloaded my song Me on their phone, and used it as their ringtone.
Wow.
I feel really honored over that. Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. Well, what we want to do, we're going to get into your song Me and You, you know, let the listeners hear it. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about this acting thing you got going on as well. I know you got a lot of things going on with that. So we're going to get into that. All right?
Yes.
All right, Dawgs and Divas. Here's some more fire by my man E. Chris, the R&B hustler. Me and You. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's fun.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment with your host, Rich Money. Rich Money. Rich Storm. Storm. Keep it locked.
You know I love you, baby. Check it out.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Girl. So long that I've waited for someone like you, and I thank God that He put you in my life. That's right, baby, you and I together forever. And you know, on this special day, I just gotta let you know it ain't gonna be nobody else, baby. It's just gonna be me and you.
Got up early this morning. Thinking about you, and I know you're thinking, baby, baby, about me too. I'm thinking of a way to ask you to marry me. Don't you know I can't hold back these feelings in my heart, because I love. Me, days a week, you're on my mind. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Your love has got me on this high. I don't know what's come over me, but since you walked in my life, all I know that I want to make you my wife. Yes, baby, you better let me be. Me, you and me, together we'll be as one. No one can ever, ever take the love that I have for you. Together forever, forever to be. I'll love you and you love me.
Fire right there, because that's definitely that.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too.
That's actually, if I'm not mistaken, that's actually one of the joints that Diddy Bay picked, right?
Say it again?
Yeah, that's actually, I think that's one of the joints that's going to be on the soundtrack, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
me and you. Yeah, real talk.
Wow.
Yeah, on the Kitty Bay soundtrack. You know, shout out to Irish, for, making this possible. You know, she's doing a lot of big things. You see Irish everywhere. She's doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I try.
I have to let everybody know out there who's listening that I thank God for Irish Duran. She's, a good booking agent, good manager. She's been doing her thing. She's a part of my name. He's Chris the R&B Hustler. She's a hustler also, mm-hmm. and it's an honor and a pleasure, being with Iris, and we're on the same page. We see eye to eye on a lot of things, and I appreciate her so much. And I could just say this, it's an honor and a pleasure, and I feel really good in my heart that she even, takes the time and puts in the effort to work with me or what have you, and getting me out there more and more. If it wasn't for her, a lot of things wouldn't have been happening. A lot of shows. She's helping open up for so many different people. I was at stage 48, It was a tight dance with Jeff Red and, Crystal Williams was out there doing their thing. And Iris and I, got there and did a little happy birthday to all the Pisces. And she's been hooking me up with a lot of radio stations. And she hooked me up, of course, with yours truly, you, GQ.
Yeah. I always see Iris on the Facebook. She be, you talk about grinding, she grinds. And I met her.
Yes, she is. She definitely be grinding.
When you look, I got like five different pages. I see Iris on all of them. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, whoa. If you want to know something,
definitely doing her thing.
Oh, wow. She's a beautiful person. She's definitely a beautiful person.
Thank you.
Hey, Iris. Shout out to Iris.
Hey. Yeah.
Definitely. Shout out. So let me ask y'all something. Since we got Iris there as well, how did y'all meet?
How was that? BB King. The Aquarius Boys.
It's Aquarius Boys. It's like the Aquarius.
Oh, the Nice team.
Yeah.
And I was having my birthday this same night, and I was kind of twisted. So I don't even remember half that night. But
I remember exactly how we met. It was so funny because, it was Ira's birthday, and I was backstage, and, you know, Chuck Chillout, me and Chuck Chillout are real good friends, so me and Chuck was hanging out backstage. So when I was backstage, you know, I'm on Facebook, I'm on social media a lot. So I looked at Iris and I said, I know her. And I said, she looks so familiar. I said, I finally got to meet her because I always saw her on Facebook. And like you said, she's out there grinding hard. So I walked up to her and I said, hey, how you doing? And she said, hey, how you doing? You know, she showed me mad love and respect because, you know, just anybody couldn't get backstage, you know, so I guess she looked at, well, okay, he's backstage. He must know somebody back here, too. So she told me, she said, yeah, I'm back here. I'm celebrating my birthday. So I said, really? I said, wow. I said, you know what? I said, you know, I got a surprise for you. And she's like, what? I said, I'm going to sing happy birthday for you. And then I started singing, happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Happy birthday to you. Yes. Happy birthday. Dear sweetheart, I read. Happy birthday to you.
What you do, Iris? What you do?
I'm gonna be serious with you. You ever been somewhere when a person sing, you get like chills?
That was straight from the heart.
Chris, I ain't even gonna lie. Usually I ask, but you caught me by surprise on that one. You caught me by surprise, like yo, wow. And then, you know, I don't say the N word or anything, but I started getting chills. That's why I was like, no, what the hell? Real talk. You know, I don't get chills when dudes sing. It's just that when anybody sings,
that
just
good.
Gets that feeling.
That good.
You know what I mean? It could be a dude or a female, but when a person could really sing, you just get those chill feelings. Like, no, wow. You know what I mean?
That's and after that, works, after I sung to her, right? She was feeling nice on her birthday, but we had exchanged numbers, and when we exchanged numbers, you know, she was like, oh, that was beautiful. Some people that was around was like, oh, wow. They were, like, happy with it. So then I think it was maybe, like, about 2 days later. I said, let me give her a call. And I called her, and she said, oh, wow. She said, I think I remember vaguely. She said, it was my birthday. So we started talking more and more. And I said, you know what? I said, how about if we meet up and let's talk some business? You know, I see that you're involved in a lot of things, and so am I. And let's you know, hook up and network together. And, you know, when you meet somebody, you know, you have to set a good impression. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
That's right.
So I had presented myself to her, you know, on a professional level, as I still do to this very day. And I presented a package to her on what it is that I do, who I am, my history. And, you know, I appreciate her because she said, okay, I guess she really wanted to see, being that I was talking the talk, whether or not the walk was going to be the same. And here we are. Here we are.
Wow. That's crazy. So let me ask you. Now let's get to the second part. You was a double for Wesley Snipes and Disappearing Act. You did the movie Redhead, Randy. You did a couple of things. Fill us in on that.
Well, you know, I had
it was so funny as far as acting is concerned, because I really at first had no intentions on acting. I wanted to just sing. But my acting really started with the Boys Choir of Harlem. I was on Broadway with them at the Richard Rodgers Theater with Don Lewis, Michael Bolton, Raven Simone. And this is when Raven was a little girl. And we were both young, you know, kids. And from that point on, I said, wow, being on Broadway and singing, that's kind of cool. Uh-huh. And I started doing research into a lot of movies and, you know, just being like an extra. And then, you know, me being the type of person, like I said, I call myself the hustler for nothing. You know, I've always been, you know, hustling and trying to stay ahead and trying to get myself out there in the industry. I met with Spike Lee. Spike Lee had, I met Spike Lee in Harlem, right on 125th and Madison. I'll never forget. And he said, hey, you. He said, you look familiar. He said, you look like Omar Epps. And I started laughing. So he said, here, take this card. I got to go, bye. And he left. So this is when Spike, you know, had his whole, you know, production company in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn. So I called, and I had spoke to his secretary, and she asked me, was I interested in being an extra? And I said, sure. And that's when I was an extra for, you know, Girl 6. I started out as an extra, but then they asked me, how did I feel about doing a skit where I was sitting at a bar, you know, playing like I was, you know, a pimp daddy, talking to the lady, you know, drinking some flat soda as opposed to, you know, a party.
Yeah.
And it went very well, and I was like, wow, I really love this. So, you know, as time moved on, you know, after doing that specific, you know, production with Spike, I felt honored and pleasure, you know, just getting the opportunity to work with, you know, the legendary Spike Lee, you know. So then when I started going to BMCC, I had, you know, a lot of people used to always tell me, I look like an actor. So I ran into Tracy Runcie in BMCC, not knowing that they were filming Bamboozle with Savion Glover. And Tracy was very cool with me. She said, why don't you come on in here? Because we were, you know, I was networking, of course. Like I said, getting the education, but networking at the same time. And she said, how would you like to be an extra in Bamboozle? So I was like, an extra? She was like, yeah. I said, listen, this is what you got to do. She said, when are you available? So I explained to my availability. And lo and behold, I ended up sitting in the audience going, ooh, yeah, baby, you know, and it was funny. So, you know, along from there, I kept a very good rapport with Tracy Runcie, and Tracy and I had exchanged phone numbers. So this was so weird how God works. This is why I said I'm a strong believer in God, because this was in 99. In 2000, I ended up in the hospital, you know, having a brain tumor surgery. Thank God it was benign, it was non-cancer, you know. But I had received a call at the oddest time. I ended up in the hospital January 23rd of 2000. I got cut open February 1st. I was out of the hospital on Valentine's Day. And then March 24th, Tracy called me and asked me, was I interested in working on a project? And I said, sure. What kind of set? Well, have you ever worked with Wesley Snipes before? And I was like, wow, no. I was like, really? She's like, yes. She said, we feel as if you fit the description of what we're looking for. So I said, okay. And then they invited me down to Houston Street, which is where the studio was at. And I walked in. Wesley Snipes was sitting there. Sanaa Lathan was there. And Wesley looked at me and, you know, shook my hand. And we just started working together. It became like a family, you know. And I ended up getting blessed with the role, you know, being a double for Wesley's disappearing act at first. And it was an honor working with Wesley because it was Screen Actors Guild that helped pay for my brain tumor surgery. But it was so expensive, I had a bill. And they showed me so much love and support to the fullest. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then, course, along with John Amos. John Amos was very supportive. John Amos reminded me of my father. He's like, come here, boy, come here. Let me talk to you. He's like, he said, you had a brain tumor surgery? He's like, listen, he said, just take it easy, all right? Don't worry about nothing. Just take your time. And just sitting there talking with him was like, wow, he sounds like my father now. But then afterwards, during the process of that, you know, it was a big door opener for me because I had got interviewed on HBO and Free and AJ from 106 and Park had interviewed me as well. And it appeared to me that was like a blessing that had came, you know, to me, who has opened up a lot of doors for me musically. And then also in the film industry as well, more came to me, whereas I had the opportunity of doing some editing things for Wesley for Blade 2, because, you know, I studied martial arts a little bit too. And then I ended up being an undercover cop for an independent film for Redhead Randy, which is a movie that's basically about bullying, how young kids and young teenagers out here getting bullied and also bullying. And it's just been like a real eye-opener to me in the industry of entertainment just in general, to where I have put in my mind I wanted to be in the same category as Jamie Foxx and Will Smith was, you know, where not only are they entertainers in the music industry, but entertainers in the film industry as well. And I have a huge desire for that as well. So a lot of good things have been happening for me. And I have some other offers that have been made to me recently. And I'm just leaving it in God's hands and knowing that, you know, if I keep, you know, focused and keep my head above, you know, and stay humble to the fullest, that, you know, the blessings will come more and more each day. I you know, continue to, like, have faith in knowing it's going to be there for me.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm about to put you on the spot. I've got to put you on the spot. Now, your music been played on WBLS and everything, you know, other radio stations. Your music is hot. You understand? You've been acting. You acted with Wesley Snipes, Spike Lee. You did Redhead Randy. Films is they hot too. If you had to choose between one of them, which one would it be and why? I hear somebody back there laughing, Iris. I gotta put you on the spot. You know, it's just a general question. You know, not saying it would, but it's just a general question. You know. It's just a little question, you know, because sometimes it comes to the point where a person do have to make that decision, you know, all right, you know, okay, well, such and such, and such and such, and such and such. I mean, you could do both, but I'm just asking you as a general question, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you would like to know whether I would like to sing, act, or
which one would you like if you had to choose one? Just let's say if you just had to choose one between music and acting, which one would it be and why?
Music. One, because music is within my soul. It's in my family. My mother used to sing background to the Manhattan, you know, before I even existed with them. And music is what keeps me happy. Music is what keeps me content. Music is what got me through school. Music is what, you know, helps me when I'm stressed. Music is what relaxes me, and I'm speaking generally when I say music, not just R&B, but I speak of jazz, I speak of gospel, I speak of a little rock and roll too, and even some of the hip hop, you know, the real hip hop, I should say. But music is just something that's within my soul, and I hear a lot of people say, ask questions like, "Do you know poetry? Music is poetry." Music is a way of expression. You know, music is a way of feeling and emotion. And that's something that's the type of person that I am as an artist in general. Music, in all actuality, is you're just speaking on what you feel and what you want and how you want it. You can express it in acting. You know, but it's more of a feeling. Like when you hear somebody singing, it's gonna send a chill through your body, and you feel it.
Exactly.
You know, but I automatically say music.
Okay. Well, you know, it was a question I just wanted to, you know, ask. That's all, you know.
And you answered fast, too, by the way. You answered really fast.
Uh-huh. Well, I want to get into one more of your singles, Moving and Grooving. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Moving and Grooving, Moving and Grooving is more, I'm expressing, see, I'm from Brooklyn, okay? And from time to time, I speak with a lot of young, you know, brothers and a lot of young sisters as a role model. And, you know, as a motivational speaker, educate them on how to speak star and what to do and what not to do. I try to show a lot of young brothers and sisters, can be smooth and nice. You don't have to be out there, you know, looking all trashy and, you know, and acting wild. Things in a real nice, smooth way, you know, like when a guy can be a gentleman, a lady can be a lady, you know what I mean? It's on some old moving, grooving, shaking it down, shaking it down to give it a grimy wing. I'm a hustler, but I'm going to do it real nice and smooth. I'm not out to hurt nobody. I'm not trying to step on no toes. I show love and I share and provide whatever it is that I can provide to help others get to where I'm at as well. So moving and grooving is some of just keep it moving and partying, you know, and keep your head up. At the same time, stay focused and, you know, be gentle and humble. That's moving and grooving.
Mm. Okay. Well, we're going to get into that. All right, Dons and Divas, once again, here's my man, E. Chris the Hustler, Moving and Grooving. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. But
you are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment, with your host, Rich Money. Storm, keep it locked.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
It's water.
Moving, grooving, shaking it down and get real grimy. Hustle in the morning, hustle in the evening. Keep your pocket fat and get your groove on.
Now you know it's about that time. No strength attached, so just unwind and get a grip and don't be scared. Relax yourself and fly like a bird. Like nice and smooth, just flowing with the wind. Have a good time and make some new friends. At this time, just getting bucked wild. But when you do it with style. With the windows tinted, while in motion I can smell the scent of your sweet oil, sexy fragrance, and you feel so good too, baby. I like the way you pucker up when you kiss. I love the way you move your sexy hips. You got me open, now I'm ready to stick and get my freak on, baby.
Come on,
and get the dance on.
Jumping up in here,
so just bring it on,
baby.
Bring it on.
swear my groove, believe it's a rap. Make me bug, y'all better embrace my thug. I don't stand there, I get up in your face and your face. Hustle is on, grind till your time is gone. Let's see who's still here after the song. Ace on the animal, new joint with E. Chris. The game need a new sensation and we it. How I spat and do me beat the flow sick. Wait for no one, we the type that go get. Used to the struggle, had hard times for years. Speak for yourself, believe me, nobody cares. All props go to you, if you make it out the slum, far from fool. Ain't no parts of you dumb, get level for bread. Bang to the day you dead. Live life to the limit and laugh in high stress.
It's butterfield.
Shaking it down, shake it down and get real grind. Hustle in the morning, hustle in the evening, keep your pockets fat and get your groove on, groove on. Moving, grooving, shaking it down, shake it down and get real grimy. Hustle in the morning, hustle in the evening, keep your pockets fat and get your groove on, groove on.
Rich money, rich money, don't keep it locked.
That right there is fire.
Moving.
That right there is crazy. Who was actually flowing on that? Who you actually have flowing on that track, Chris?
I'm glad you asked, because, you know, I got to give a big shout out to my homegirl, Bianca. She was doing my background vocals for me, and that's my boy, East on the Animal. The boy is ridiculous. Let me tell you. It's a,
oh yeah, he went in.
That was hot.
Me and Aeson is mad cool. I see my boy. He's from the Bronx, but he just moved out to Virginia. Me and him was just talking about 2 nights ago, what have you. He's gonna be back in New York soon. And, well, we're gonna be working on a remix probably for Step the Game Up. But he's fire. I told him exactly what I wanted, because, you know, like, you just asked me about if I had a choice, what would I do? And I said music. I know good music and I know good sounds when I hear it. When I first heard them at a show, I asked my brother, man, mm-hmm. I said, yo, I need your help. We need to, like, get together and network. He heard the track one time at the studio, and within about a half an hour, went and laid it down with no problem.
Wow.
No, that's the artist with potential that knows how to flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, time is money, and money is time. And that's one thing about when I go to school, I don't like wasting time. So we drove out to Philadelphia, which is where my boy Buzz from Showbiz Entertainment out there in Philadelphia. And we rocked it out in no time. Went out there, did the recording, flew back to New York, drove back, you know, and been happening ever since. Aeson is my dog. My homegirl Bianca, she's beautiful too. She has a beautiful, beautiful voice. She has that soul tree, Anita Baker type voice, but it's beautiful. Her too. I asked her, I said, yo, Bianca, this is the deal, this is what the song sound like. She went in the booth, she laid it out with no problem. But I love for both of them. Real talk.
Excellent.
So what's actually your next step for you?
Wow, I have a lot going on. Actually, tonight I'm performing at Backstage in Long Island, at Woodmere, Long Island. It's a big thing. Tonight is Ladies Night, so you know, tonight is on some love romance music type thing where get a little pop, step your game up to a little Me and You, and another joint that I have called Oh Like That. You know, so I'm performing tonight. There, and then also Mother's Day, I'll be performing on the Luxury Bell. It's a big Mother's Day cruise. I'll be opening up for Riff. It's going to be crazy nice, you know. All the mothers are going to come out there and have a good time. And then also on Memorial Weekend, I'll be performing at Kennedy Center, opening up for the Delphonics, what have you, as well as a lot of other shows I have coming up out of town that I've been booked for as well. I'm working on a new song, a love song, and it's going to be the honeymoon of Me and You. I'll put it to you like that. But after they got married, then they had the honeymoon time, and it's going to be crazy.
Okay.
Wow. You just got a lot of things going on. You got a lot going on. See, that's what I said. You're a big man doing big things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So I'm just posting up where you're going to perform tonight. You said that it's called Backstage. And what town was that?
It's in Whitmere, Long Island.
Whitmere, okay.
Yeah, it's gonna, like I said, it's ladies' night tonight. It's a very, very elegant spot. It's going to be some grown and sexy, you know. And then after, you know, a certain time, the grown and sexy, they want to let their hair down and, you know, pick up their heels and get a little wild. They can't too. That's going to be real nice and classy, you know. Hey, we human beings, you know. Everybody got a wild side, but, you know. It just depends on how you bring out the wildness, you know.
Exactly.
It's going to be real nice tonight. Real, real upbeat, you know. Well, for everybody out there listening, if you ain't doing nothing, come on out. It's going to be real good. You got buffet. They got a nice, beautiful bar. You got VIP. Light to dim. Nice dance floor. Elegant. Grown and sexy. Cool, calm, and collected. Come on out and check it out. Backstage. Check out E. Chris, the R&B hustler. The smooth R&B subject. It's going to be crazy, y'all.
Mm. It sound like it is, too. Real talk. Sound like it is. And, you know, with just singing. Then you did that little acapella joint. Yeah. It's going to be serious. It's definitely going to be serious. Now, do you have any, like you said, your Facebook, Instagram? Fill them in on all that information. To contact you, to hear your music, to get your music. Fill them all in on that.
Well, I've been getting a lot of requests on Facebook and Instagram from a lot of people who've been tuning in. You know how Facebook works. You know this person, that person, know that person. But everybody out there listening, you can reach E. Chris on Facebook at E. Chris Space Elder, which is E-C-H-R-I-S space and then E-L-D-E-R. You can also reach me on Instagram at E. Chris 2008. You can also reach me on Twitter at E. Chris 2008, because Twitter and Instagram is combined together. You can also check me out on SoundCloud for eChris12 and push in ECHRIS12 and my single Step Your Game Up. You get a little taste of that, you know, a little sip of the good wine from that. And all my supporters out there who I know, I mean, throughout my heart, very genuine and loving to me, I know you'll want to check out my two singles, Step Your Game Up and Me and You, which is on Amazon, iTunes, and TuneCore. It's been selling very well. I need all the love and support, you know, from everybody out there. And, you know, you want to get that Me and You for my couples out there, or for those who are thinking about getting married or want a song for their wedding. Me and You is definitely the song. And after the wedding, you get married, and, you know, you want to have the party and get your dance on. That's what Step Your Game Up comes in, with the pop, 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 pop. But check it out, everybody. I got much love for y'all.
You know, we definitely going to keep in touch. You know, it was definitely an honor to have you on.
Okay.
Iris, love and support.
Yeah.
Keep grinding, because you're definitely doing what you're doing. Definitely appreciate you as well.
Big thing.
You're definitely taking everybody to another level with what you do. And that's real.
I thank y'all for having me on the station. I really do. I appreciate the love and support from both of y'all. I really do.
Thank you so
I appreciate
much.
It so much.
Oh, no doubt. You're definitely going to have you on. We're going to, you know, we starting back up on the magazine. We're going to put you in that and everything. So we definitely, it's definitely going down. It's definitely going down, hard body. Ain't no question about
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Now, and I said, I'm going to definitely talk to you about that, you know, behind the scenes. And once again, it was definitely an honor having you on, yo. It was definitely an honor. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody stop you, you know. But we're going to see each other before then, you know that. You know, we definitely going to meet up and pick up.
Of course.
You know, because you got some things to talk about. So we definitely going to link up. And it was definitely an honor having you on, Chris.
Thank you. And God bless both of you. I really appreciate
God
it.
God bless
a lot.
You. Mm-hmm.
No
you.
Doubt.
Thank you.
E. Chris, the R&B hustler, Don Zakiza. That's it for tonight's show. We want to thank y'all all for tuning in. Don't forget, it's going down with my man E. Chris tonight backstage. What is it, Whitmore, Long Island?
No, Woodmere. Woodmere.
Woodmere, Long Island. See, that's why I got you as my backup. You know the mind ain't where it used to be, you know. And shout out to Kitty City, you know. All y'all is tuned in. If you want to send some music, send it to kittycitymusic@gmail.com or lowercase letters. How my man Kevin Hart said, look out for Titty City coming out this summer because it's going down. Believe me, it's going down hard. So once again, thank y'all all for tuning in. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. You got anything you want to say, Storm?
No, nothing. You covered everything. The lines are flooded. You guys got to press that one button to get in, though, and give your feedback and let them know what's going on. But I see you.
Yeah, but you know, I see a couple of numbers. I know some people just be scared, but, you know, we're going to leave that alone. But anyway, y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment with Rich Money and Storm. Y'all be safe. Yeah.
Baby.
Rich money, rich money, rich. Storm, keep it locked.
Who walks in a room and fills the room with perfume? She leaves it seems much too soon. The highlight of features, what a beautiful creature. It's a pleasure to meet you, girl. Tell me who can help you grow and change your clothes. Who can take your bank account and add some more and make you propose. She's got your nose open, open the door for her. That's what she deserves. I'm better with her. Myself.